Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
along. It is Pete Evans, starting off with three in a row once again. That was Sonny Phillips from 1977 on Muse Records from his album I Concentrate on You, and that was Day by Day. Sonny Phillips on the organ, Virgil Jones on trumpet, John Stubblefield was playing tenor saxophone, Eddie McFadden was on guitar, Charlie Persip on the drums, Mervyn Bronson on Fender bass, and Lawrence Killian on congas and percussion. Before that, some Dutch modal magic from the Diamond Five from 1964 on Fontana Records, the album Brilliant, and that was a tune called Lining Up, something I've played before here on Spinning Jazz, and it was C. Slinger on the piano, C. Small on the trumpet, Harry Verbeke on tenor saxophone, Jacques Scholes on bass, and John Engels playing the drums. The tune we heard was Lining Up. And we kicked off today from 1965 on Prestige Records, from the album Fearless Frank Foster. That was Raunchy Rita, and it was Frank Foster on tenor saxophone, Virgil Jones once again on the trumpet, Al Daly on piano, Bob Cunningham on bass, and Alan Dawson playing the drums. It is Pete Evans at Sheffield Live, it's Spinning Jazz, and this is the Jazz Couriers.
Yeah.
Life for Us from the album Fearless Warriors, and that was Tefero with Love, written by Joe Jennings. And Joe Jennings was playing the alto and soprano saxophones, Howard Nicholson on tenor and soprano sax, Oliver Wells on keyboards, Ricky Wells Keller on the bass, Yonrico Scott on drums and percussion, Terry Smith and Louis Stefanol also on percussion. And a fantastic album that is, recorded in Atlanta, Georgia in 1981. Before that, from 59, we heard the sound of the Jazz Couriers, Tubby Hayes and Ronnie Scott on tenor saxophones, accompanied by Terry Shannon on piano, Jeff Klein on bass, and on the drums it was Bill Iden. And we heard Day In, Day Out. And it's a very good morning to Nathan Jay and Jazz Allen. What a pleasure it was to visit you two down at the Cole's Corner Voodoo Jazz Session last Sunday afternoon and play some records. A great afternoon was had by all, and I really appreciate you inviting me down there. Really enjoyed it. And Nathan and Allen are there the first Sunday of every month between about 1 and 6. And it really is worth listening to their vinyl selections. Always something interesting and always something entertaining, and a lovely atmosphere as well. So thanks again, and wish you all a great Sunday. Hope you're well. We're going to move on with something from Tommy Chase.
We'll be right back.
came out in 1981, although it was recorded in 62 at Rudy Van Gelder's, part of the Blue Note Classic series of unissued albums. That is Ike Quebec from his album Congo Lament, and that was Bee Gees Groove 2, Bee Gees referring to Benny Green, who was playing the trombone on there. Stanley Turrentine, instantly recognisable on the tenor sax on there as well, I'm sure you noticed. Sonny Clark on piano, one of his final recordings before his tragic and premature death. Milt Hinton on bass, and Art Blakey was playing the drums, a real Latin swinger there. Bee Gees Groove 2. Before that, from 1990 on Moles Records, the sound of Tommy Chase and his quartet, and that was a tune called The Predator, written by Gary Baldwin, who was playing the Hammond organ. We heard Tommy Chase on the drums, Ben Waghorn on alto saxophone, and Arnie Samoggi on the double bass. The album Rebel Fire. And next up this morning here on Spinning Jazz with me, Pete Evans, we are going to hear from Rick Laird, an album that was recorded in 76, came out in 79 on Timeless. This is actually a Timeless Muse American pressing. The album's called Soft Focus. This is one of Joe Henderson's tunes, Tranquility. And the full lineup is Rick Laird on bass guitar, Joe Henderson on tenor saxophone, Tom Grant on piano, and Ron Steen is playing the drums. At Sheffield Live, it's Spinning Jazz every Sunday morning between 9 and 11. We'll be right back.
far from your tranquil altitude. Sad is to know that no one ever can live on a dream. That never can be, you never be. Dream awake, wake up and see. Aeroplane. So high my heart can bear the strain. A heart that stops when you pass by, only to close me pain. Sad is to live in solitude.